For him now to stand aside and do nothing makes a mockery, frankly, of his previous statements and puts at risk his nonproliferation policy more generally.
Well, ABC News White House correspondent Ann Compton joins us again this morning. Ann, good morning. It sounds like we're getting ready for some sort of activity.
Well, the U.S. is making it clear between the lines, Greg, that there will be action taken against Syria. Now, Russia today called Secretary Kerry's strong statement yesterday blatantly pompous. I don't know about that, but the Kerry is making more than a dozen phone calls to allies, many of them in the Arab world. So it shows the U.S. wants to have global public opinion behind it before it pulls any trigger.
And Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel said this morning, basically, that we're ready for the order by the president that everything's in place.
That's right. And the U.S. has ships in the Eastern Mediterranean. It has those Tomahawk cruise missiles that were used so much during the Iraq War, where they can scoot in very low. They can hit very specific targets. Here's the problem for the president. They still are trying to put together the intelligence to prove that this was done by the Syrian military, by the Syrian government, not done by some outside parties. They still have to convince some world opinion. As you know, the Russians are calling this all fabricated. The UN inspectors that are there were not allowed to go back in today to the area where the chemical weapons were used. And a week from today, we all get on jet planes here in Washington, and we fly with President Obama to Europe. He will be going to Russia. He'll be sitting at the conference table with President Putin, who is so against all this, and the president hopes that many of the other leaders around the table at this summit will be on the U.S. side in terms of a response.
It isn't just the Russian president who's against this. The most recent polling numbers I've seen have shown most Americans are not ready for some more military activity
like this. President Obama, who has prided himself with getting out of Iraq and winding down the war in Afghanistan, is not hot for a war in the Middle East either. But he has gone out of his way in the last couple of months to warn Syria the use of chemical weapons that they knew were loose there somewhere. The use of chemical weapons would be a red line. And now when you see the video of hundreds of people suffering from these just writhing, painful effects of chemical gas, the president's threatened. He made the threat. Now he's got to follow through. The question is, how does he or any of the presidents who went before him make that surgical military strike that will prevent another chemical weapons attack but not drag the U.S. into a conflict?
The other interesting aspect of this, at least to me, is that it sounds like the U.S. is already pretty much telling Syria what it's going to do, how the attack's going to be laid out. There doesn't seem to be any sort of element of surprise coming.
Well, I'm not sure that the U.S. has made it clear what it would strike within the Syrian territory. I think there are probably a number of alternatives. One thing you wouldn't hit would be a stockpile of chemical weapons, even if you knew where they were, because obviously that exploding a toxic cloud like that isn't what the effort that they want to achieve. But going after some kind of military installation, be it a command and control area or actual Syrian military jet or other ways that they could deliver chemical weapons, the U.S. probably has several options, and I don't think it's telegraphing exactly which one.